University of Alaska campuses are bracing for change as UA faces up to $22 million in cuts from the state. University administration is entertaining several different long-term options to reduce the UA's costs, which it is calling strategic pathways. Some of the options could have profound effects on higher education in rural Alaska. KDLG's Avery Lill has more.
Vivian Beyer is the assistant director of the Bristol Bay campus in Dillingham.
The purpose of strategic pathways is to give the president options of how to proceed with the budget cuts that are coming. There are six avenues that strategic pathways list. The community campuses are leaning toward is option six, which is just increased collaboration among the other community colleges in Alaska. However, the president is leaning toward the Learning Center option, unfortunately.
Beyer says that option would decrease education opportunities in the region dramatically.
A Learning Center is basically a computer center where students can come, use the computers, use the internet, perhaps get a little bit of tutoring. But as for taking classes on campus, that is not an option. That's not what a Learning Center is. It would be devastating. We service so many villages, flying students in, flying instructors out, providing student service support, offering classes. All of that pretty much would go away.
In addition to decreased state funding, community campuses like Bristol Bay's would no longer be eligible for the significant federal grant funds that they receive.
Currently, we have approximately $7 million in federal funding that serves our villages and the Aleutian Pribilof region. The state funding level would drop dramatically as we would not have the staff and the resources that we needed that is paid by the state funding.
University President Jim Johnson held a mid-April press conference after a special meeting with the Board of Regents to discuss contingency plans and preparations for the fiscal year 2018. Johnson discussed both e-learning and increased collaboration as possible immediate contingency options for rural campuses.
So I think more e-learning, more online technology will be part of the solution there in our community campuses. Another thing that I think is a real opportunity is sharing among the community campuses. The directors of our community campuses meet regularly. They work together on new program development. So instead of three or four of the campuses developing a new program in a certain field, they'll say, hey, the Bristol Bay campus has already done that. We can expand this thing to include your students.
The Board of Regents will meet in May for an update on how the state budget will affect the university's budget, and again in June to discuss strategic pathways and the school budget for the next fiscal year. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.